Listener Production.
Giddy up. It's another brand new ep of the Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Yeehaw.
Well, the day before you hear our live third birthday spectacular celebrations, it's a pleasure to welcome live in the studio, Matt O'Kine. Good to see you, buddy.
Oh, man. I found a grey chest hair.
Well, I don't know if it was. Show it to me live.
I don't know if it's the partying or what, but look, check it out.
It's a grey chest hair.
Right here. I thought I had some t-shirt fluff.
Oh, boy.
It's real wiry, and it's right in the center of my chest. It's dead like my heart.
That reminds me, that's the kind of chest hair that, like, the polar bears have. You know, people who swim earlier in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
I reckon, yeah. Synonymous with grey chest hairs.
Are you saying that I'm well on my way to doing the Tasmanian nude swim?
Oh, you
there's,
are.
There's always.
You are about a speedo away from doing it, sir.
Well, anything to wake me up after last night's extravaganza that went down. It was an incredible night, but we will be. You'll be hearing all about it to Mozzie.
Yeah, today we've got a big Thursday show to get through. We are, cop this, going to be having a chat about taxi drivers because as...
Not instigated by me for once, I will say.
As much as Matt O'Kine reckons he gets ripped off by a couple of Australia's finest chauffeurs, we've got someone who might top you, mate.
Yeah, I was quite... Well, I would like to say shocked, but I mean, I have had my beefs in the past and let's just say we got a double extra large bowl of pho coming up. But I guess today... It's going to be a massive one. We also might check out a couple of the headlines, making news. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Matt O'Kine, what's your earliest memory?
Oh, I mean, we talked about this before, but I'd say it had to do me having a feed.
It had to do with you having a feed.
Me nuzzling. A little. Nuzzling the booby.
Nuzzle. Bron, earliest memory?
I think it was my third birthday party. I was dressed as one of the 101 Dalmatians and my auntie was dressed as Cruella de Vil and I cried because I thought she was going to kill me.
It's really nerve-wracking to know that, like, yeah, it's my daughter who's 4 years old now, Sophia, will have memories that will stick with her. Because I just know it'll be some weird traumatic experience that I'll be like, what? You wanted me to play this ghost or whatever, you know, the wolf.
The mustache.
Yeah, she keeps saying, oh, you be a wolf and we'll run away from you. And then you end up crying. You're like, you wanted this. You asked me to be a wolf.
Well, you're both beaten by Nicolas Cage, who was on Stephen Colbert the other night. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I tell you what, I'm feeling for all those talk show hosts now.
The writer's strike
happened.
Yeah.
We talked about it a couple of days ago, or last week actually, but on top of that, a couple of things that there's a few sticking points that are still really not going to get over. Two that stood out for me as a writer myself is that increasingly streaming companies and any sort of networks and stuff are requesting that writers basically punch up AI scripts.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no rules around what fees revolve around you fixing an AI generated script.
I did see like a comparison of like what the Writers Guild asked for versus what the streaming companies said they should do. And one was like, AI is not allowed to do this, this, and this. We can't have AI doing this or take credit for that or that kind of thing. And their counter offer was, we offer you, let's chat about it later. Like, no, not good enough.
You know who probably laid down those terms? Chatbot GPT. I reckon the producers union was like.
That is a streaming pile of. Now, listen, Nicolas Cage on Stephen Colbert asked about his earliest memory. And Nicolas Cage says, let me think. Listen, I know this sounds really far out and I don't know if it's real or not, but sometimes I can think I can go all the way back to in utero and feeling like I could see faces in the dark or something. I know that sounds powerfully abstract, but somehow feels it may have happened. Nick Cage can remember being in the womb.
Or he can remember being in the operation phase of Face Off. Do you know? Like that's the only other explanation where he can't really see. It's all black. It's because he had John Travolta's face on his. That's it. Maybe what he's thinking.
I mean, being within John Travolta would be that sort of same comfortable feeling, wouldn't it?
Maybe that's what where Nicholas gets his name from, the rib cage, you know, from being just underneath it. Like, that's where he sees it.
The big rib. So anyway, that's an interesting one. If you can beat that and remember past lives, I think is the next step back from remembering the womb.
I do remember being a little peasant boy collecting milk in the wooden pails down at the local, I don't know. I don't have enough knowledge of ancient London times.
Well, think about that if you're a peasant boy. Stole a loaf of bread, get transported to Van Diemen's Land, as they called it,
back
in the day. One of Australia's first prison convict places is now going to have its own footy team, Matt.
Yeah, so is this the 19th team for the AFL League?
Yeah.
And
the president's just yesterday signing off every other team saying, yeah, sure, chuck a 19th team in there, why not?
And this sort of goes hand in hand with the big redevelopment that's happening down at the stadium in Hobart, right?
About $720 million pledged for a new stadium split between state and federal governments and, you know, a few other things, which people are a bit unhappy about in a cost of living crisis when you're putting that much in a stadium, which I think I saw will come out at about $30,000 a seat.
Yeah.
They're going to be real plastic. They're going to be real plastic rubbish, I bet.
Yeah, it's always a bit frustrating. Hey, I bet they don't even recline, just a little bit. Yeah. Give us a little bit of that airline recline.
Little vibration, please.
What are they going to call the AFL, the Tassie team? Do we know?
Well, people are betting on the Devils, you know, the Tassie Devils. Can't be the Tassie Tigers. There's already the Richmond Tigers.
That's a bit, you know, expected.
Well, Devils are quite close to the Demons, I guess, who are the Melbourne team.
I actually came up with a couple.
Oh, yep. Got some.
Do you want me to give you a couple?
Sure. Well, I mean, let's hope this is good. For my year 12 graphic design, you know, VizCom class, I designed the Warrnambool AFL team, the expansion team, the Warrnambool Waves. So let's hope it's better than that.
All right. Well, what about this? Okay. Can I get some music, please?
Let's do it.
Well, you know that Tasmania has one of your favourite name destinations, Eggs and Bacon Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what about...
The unofficial home of All Day Breakfast.
We call the AFL team the Brekkie Buns.
The Tassie Brekkie Buns.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap the lips around that one.
Sauce on that. All right. Well, looking at Tassie, most notably known for its shape, you know.
Sure, the Apple Isle.
In comparison to a certain region on people.
The map of Tasmania, the pubis.
Yeah, the mighty pubes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, what would the theme song be for the pubes?
Stray and curly through and through. I don't know.
Curl them all around.
Hobart is where it is. What about the Hobart Simpsons?
The Hobart Simpsons.
No?
I reckon if you typed into AI and put a gap, Hobart Simpson, you'd get some very funny imagery.
Oh, yeah, okay. But their slogan could be, I didn't do it. Is that what Bart Simpson's thing was?
I think in an episode, doesn't he? He has that catchphrase.
Yeah.
I think that's a single episode. I think, like, eat my shorts is probably...
That can be what
from the guy who doesn't watch The Simpsons.
That can be what they do at the end of the game if they win. They take their shirts off.
A ceremonial short eating. Yeah, you could do that.
Exactly. So there you go.
What about one of Tassie's best exports, the Tassie scallop pies?
Ooh,
could be quite good.
Sink your teeth into that. Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Although, to be fair,
scorching hot in the side.
Never made it outside that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'd want to be named something that never went further than Tasmania.
That travels poorly.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. What about the Tassie Ricky Pontings?
Yes, definitely.
Mm.
Although a few of those shots on goal might end up way over the stadium in the car park if they're anything like the big Rickster.
The punter. What about the Tasmanian destruction of old growth forests?
Unstoppable. Absolutely. I would
try as you might.
Oh no. You're coming up against the Tassie deforesters. My God. No matter how much you chain yourself to.
Yeah, Bob Brown's not going to save you this time. Sorry, team.
Well, there you go. Let us know your thoughts on what the Tassie team should be called on at matt.n.alex on Instagram. This is All Day Breakfast.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect.
Well, Matt, it's fair to say that you keep a very close eye on the taxi tariff whenever you need to take a little trip with a private driver.
Look, I am open with the fact that I expect fairness and justice when it comes to the payments made for taxis, okay? And it started off around about 2010 that I started looking at the taxi meter and going, I need to understand what this thing is.
If I am beholden to this, then I must know how it works.
Yeah. Because, I mean, for a while there, I was just looking at it the same way I used to look at the TV when Dad was watching the cricket when I was growing up. You know, it's just numbers. And you're like, what does all this stuff mean? It's just numbers always on the board.
Yeah.
People standing around with numbers.
Yeah.
So every time I got in a cab, I'm like, there's just this screen with numbers. Surely they must mean something.
What's the highest number that you've ever seen on it?
Oh, I believe it's usually around about a 6 or so, okay? Because that's that. So what it usually goes, one is daytime single person tariff, 2 is nighttime single tariff. Okay, then you can go the 3s and 4s, which sometimes, this is back in the day, would muddy for like weekend daytime and weekend nighttime. Then you got into your 5s and 6s, which is daytime, weekday,
right. Forget about
maxis.
All that. Forget about all that. Forget about
then
all that.
You got your
what's
weekend,
the most
night
you paid
maxi
for a taxi?
it hasn't hit Trip Didge.
Well, our next guest hit Trip Didge and more.
Oh, no.
$468. The video going viral on TikTok of a taxi ride gone wrong. Here's a bit of audio from said video.
There's tolls on the way. There's the freeway. There's the $468. That's the price from airport to Frankston.
We're not in Frankston. We're in Berwick.
Sorry. Berwick. Yes, Berwick.
So toll, you know, first of all, you don't know where you are. Second of all, is the tolls about $300 or?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm a new taxi driver. I know that $468 is what the meter is saying. You need to pay $468. How you pay, buddy? Cash?
I've fallen asleep for how long? 20, 30 minutes, and it's risen up about...
Buddy, stop complaining about me, okay?
I don't usually complain.
I am taxi driver. I'm not bank manager, okay?
I don't usually complain, but...
Just give me your card, buddy.
His name is not Buddy. His name is Ryan, and we're actually talking to the man himself right now. The question is, Ryan, is your wallet $468 lighter?
Not at all. So we ended up solving it in the end, but it was an accident. It was about to be $468 lighter until my card declined.
Oh no. Now, was
thanks
this
God for insufficient funds.
You say that was an accident, as in you didn't realize you didn't have enough money to pay it, or did you do some sneaky transferring before you swiped?
So what happened was on my last few nights in Thailand, my bank got locked and I completely forgot about it when I came back to Melbourne. So when I was at the airport, I didn't reactivate anything because I forgot about it.
Well,
that's incredible, Ryan. I mean, let's paint the picture here. You heard a little bit in the video that you might have fallen asleep on the way back from the airport. Can you tell us where you were when the eyelids closed for the last time and what it felt like opening again to see that big 468 on the taxi meter?
So it was about in the middle of the freeway from the airport to Berwick, about halfway, probably about 20 minutes in, and everything was completely normal. The meter started on what it should be. Midway, everything was completely normal, and my flight got delayed real bad that night, so I just pulled past there.
Okay.
And so how do you think it jumped from, you know, as everything was going as it should be, up to $468? Because that's, how long was the trip that you did from the airport to your house?
It's about 50 minutes to an hour.
Right. And I'm assuming you've done this trip many times before.
Oh, yes, I have.
And how much is it usually?
It's about between 160 to 170.
Ooh, so it's a pretty pricey trip. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, $465, you're looking at a 3-time surcharge.
That's what I was confused about, yeah, because he's mentioned tolls and whatnot. I'm like, what I told, $300.
When you fell asleep, do you reckon they were just doing a few circles, like chucking some doughies and getting it up like that way?
Well, the times all added up. Like, I wasn't $300 late to my house.
Right. Okay. So you didn't wake up 3 hours.
So it's not
later.
Like
I didn't wake up 3 hours later. The time's added up.
You did go direct.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you believe has happened? Has there been any sort of resolution to this matter?
No, there hasn't been a resolution, but I'm not too sure what could have happened. Maybe a bit of tampering. I don't know how it all works.
Because even if you were on the highest tariff, that would most likely be, from my understanding, a 50% addition to the standard, whatever price would be. But that still doesn't times it by three, which is what seemingly has happened to you. So, I mean,
what do you reckon, Tariff King? What are you putting it down to? Because it's a hard thing to fake.
In Melbourne, it's not even 50%.
But this is for a maxi tariff. Maybe there's a private driver, chauffeur tariff or something. Were you in a stretched limo, Ryan? That's what I've got to double check.
No, it was definitely a taxi.
Well, yeah, okay. It doesn't add up because the highest taxi fee I've ever paid.
Yeah.
$270.
Ooh, what is this? Where were you going?
I was catching the train from Warren Ponds Station at just on the edges of Geelong. Mm-hmm. The train pulled up and left me and another couple on the station who happened to be my friend from school's parents. We were both going back to Warrnambool. It's a 2-hour train, 200 kilometres. And they said, look, sorry that the train just abandoned you here. Here's a cab charge. Go and get a cab from Geelong to Warrnambool.
Oh, so it was on what, Vic Rail or whatever? So
yeah, so you just hand them the cab charge. They ended up paying $270. But that's 200 kilometres for $270. I don't know how you got up to 468, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
So has anyone gotten in touch with you from the taxi services to clarify anything?
No, they haven't. But in the end, I only ended up paying him $200. So I've got nothing to resolve with him. I told him to come back the next day if he wants to solve the rest of the payments. And he never came back. So with $200, I don't think I've got anyone to report, really.
Well, okay. have you got details or a receipt or anything?
No, so it was a cash payment.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Not really tax deductible there, is it? What does it make you think about jumping in the taxi in the future?
Oh, I had to do it for a few of these interviews as well. it's just making me be more careful.
That's right.
I did fall asleep in the last one and, you know, it was normal price.
Have you seen anyone about possible, like, a narcolepsy kind of... You just seem to be falling asleep a lot, Ryan, that's all. So I just want to be sure.
No, I don't know. Because they're all early in the morning. Usually I'm not...
The breakfast radio. No, I get you. I get you.
We get you, mate. We get you. Well, we thank you for telling us your tale. I'm glad that a middle ground was found between you and the taxi driver and... All the best, my man, for your future trips.
Thank you.
And I do want to clarify, Alex Dyson. Hashtag not all taxis.
Yeah.
All right.
And that is important to say.
Thank you.
All day breakfast.
Matt, one of my favorite quotes of the last couple of years that I found, it's probably a while ago now, was like, when it comes to art, like paintings and stuff and sculptures, you know, art is there to decorate space, right? Physical art. Music, on the other hand, decorates time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep. Do you know what I've been thinking about recently, like how, and I mean, it's sort of like a played on meme, but how like fire... some of those like old symphonies and stuff would have been. Cause you know, like we've got songs like, you know, My Neck, My Back.
Yeah.
You know, people grinding Lick up it. Against each other on the dance floor. Just the sexual tension in the room.
If you want it, let's do it. Ride it, my pony.
Exactly. It's getting hot in here. Like, and all of those symphonies, those numbers that these people did, Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, these... that would have elicited the same
Are you saying that the Beethoven was the Nelly of the 1700s? Yes, is that what you're trying to say? Well, I remember when Triple J did a Hottest 100 of all time.
Yeah.
I took it very seriously and voted for Griegs in the Hall of the Mountain King. Ooh, as one of my.
Which one's that?
Could
you imagine all the people dancing in the room like this up against each other?
Yeah, massive.
Do you know what also would have been weird? Like, back in the day, you couldn't have had sex to music.
Well, too many pantaloons.
But, like, unless you lived near a violinist.
Yeah, put on your sexy playlist.
Like,
you
would never be able to, like, it would have just been, like, just the sound of dry humping with, like, the occasional horse neighing nearby or something.
All right, if you could pick a symphony to have sex to, what would it be?
Do you know, one of my favourite is Queen of the Night, I believe it's called. Queen of the Damned.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's the Magic Flute, Queen of the Night aria.
Yeah, pop it on, son.
All right. Okay, here we go.
It doesn't get too steamy in here. Apologies, Bron.
Okay, just wait. You'll know the bit. You'll know the bit that I like. Okay, just wait for it. Okay, just imagine this. Just fingers gripping each other. Sweat dripping from each other's onto each other's bodies, writhing with each other's synchronicity.
All right.
Okay, wait. Sorry. No, this is happening. Okay, wait.
This doesn't
usually
happen.
Here we go. And then just as it... Oh, okay. Wait.
It's moments like this. I thank the Lord we're in podcasting,
man.
Because you did not want to see the face Matt O'Kine made just then. That was really rough.
Could you just imagine, though? Both finishing at the same time with that.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm sort of torn because, you know, variety is the spice of life.
Sure.
And I reckon I'd have two classical songs in my playlist. The first one would have to, of course, be Baby Elephant Walk.
Wait. I don't know if that classifies as classic, man. Isn't that like 1920s or something?
Is it? 1920s. That's pretty long time ago.
Bron's
Alex
immediately...
Alex Dyson locking eyes with you from across the room.
Bron immediately had a little head wiggle going on, side to side on the shoulders. I can just see you darting in between the crowd, like, and ducking behind other people and poking your head out.
Yep.
Yoo-hoo.
And, of course, you know, it starts slow and sexy with that. But then, of course, I reckon you'd have to get into a bit of the, you know, forget my neck, my back. My neck, my rack. Rachmaninoff, Flight of the Bumblebee.
It's too anxious. It makes me, I wouldn't know where to put my hands, you know?
Well, you just lay back, mate. Let me do the work.
No, it's too, this was the original techno. Do you know what I mean? Like, dead set.
Yeah, seriously. Absolutely.
You could just imagine, like, 20-year-olds going like, oh my God, full gurning on this.
There is a really great TikTok, I forget the dude who does it, but it's like, he dresses in old school, and it's like, when the new Beethoven drops, he's like, yo, new Beethoven just dropped, let's go. And they listen to it in a car. Oh, he don't miss. But why are we talking about classical music and sexual chemistry, Matt?
Well, because it's still, those feelings are still alive, Alex Dyson, well and truly in the world. My attention was drawn to a news story that was reported by, and I mean this, a surprising amount of very reputable news organizations, including the Los Angeles Times, in which the headline is, a full body orgasm at the LA Philharmonic performance of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony? Question mark.
Feel harmonic, more like it.
Witnesses offer conflicting accounts. Okay, so this is... Molly Grant was a witness that was talked to by the Los Angeles Times, who said everyone kind of turned to see what was happening after they heard a scream slash moan erupt from the balcony. I saw the girl after it had happened, and I assumed that she had an orgasm because she was heavily breathing and her partner was smiling and looking at her like in an effort to not shame her. It was quite beautiful.
Right. So the music was so powerful that a person attending this symphony felt sexually aroused enough to reach climax.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just assumed they were doing the old back of the movie theater movie marathon styles. But maybe, look, hey, why don't we just have a listen to it first?
What do you mean?
Someone actually captured the audio, right?
And, what, and is this live at the wireless?
This has been verified by multiple people who say, yeah, that's the sound that we heard on the night, okay? So this is it.
What?
Yeah. Let's have a listen to that, just the sound. Do you reckon that's an orgasm?
It's something.
It sounds like... You gotta say it again. Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be an orgasm. It also kind of... It sounds like that moan of frustration that I make when I try to take my jeans off without taking my shoes off first. Do you know what I mean? So it could be an orgasm.
Please
or it
tell
could
me
just
that...
her being like, ah! God damn it, why am I 38 years old and I've still done it in this order?
Do you do that like when you're about to get down to it? Are you about to jump into bed? It's like, yeah, babe, let's go. I just want to do it so quick.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself here.
Anyway.
Just listen to a bit more Rachmaninoff while I take my shoes off.
Wait, no, it wasn't Rachmaninoff. It was Korsakov, the Russians getting there. Did he do Flight of the Valkyries, though?
Oh,
no, that was Wagner did Flight of the Valkyries. I mean, that's another good, sexy tune. Imagine this one, Matt, in the bedroom. You open the door, wait for it.
Ooh, the tension is palpable.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
I am about to do a move no one has ever attempted before.
Well, thank you very much for listening to another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
We're wrapping that up.
Oh, yeah, with one big orgasmic moan that was this podcast. We thank you for listening. And we'll be back with another moan bright and early tomorrow, and it's a very special one at that.
Well, hopefully our live show is as pleasurable as the orchestra in LA. Thank you very much. If you did manage to get a ticket, you'll hear yourself hopefully laughing in the background of our audio tomorrow. And if not, you are going to be hearing what happened at our third birthday spectacular. The leather, the laughs, and the clickfish.
The liveness of it.
Bron's right. Shaking her head to me. You'll get to see where the Bron made it up on stage. Bron? Bron?
All right. We'll be revealed Bron? Tomorrow.
Do you want to jump off stage before we go?
I don't work here anymore.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.